time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. You know, a lot has happened in the past 2 weeks.
Like birthdays.
Like birthdays. Not only did I turn 70, yeah, it's Woo-hoo! Hard to believe, 70 years old. But more important, I attended a wonderful health and nutrition conference along with our co-host, Wendy Cates Dancer. You know, it may surprise you to learn that 51% of the population now has a chronic illness requiring at least one medication.
That's staggering, isn't it?
It is.
And when we look at our children, it's even, that's staggering too. 30% of our children are being treated for asthma or ADHD.
So we have to ask, why? You know, if it's a genetic problem, why is that number increasing? You know, 51% of the adult population has a chronic disease, and 30% of children, they either have ADD or asthma. Amazing. So before we continue looking at the stark reality of these numbers, let me introduce our co-host, Wendy Cates Dancer. You know, Wendy is a registered nurse, a nutrition counselor, and a nutrition educator. She works in our St. Paul office and in our White Bear office, and welcome.
Yeah, it's great to be on the show. I have to disagree, though, with what you said there at the beginning.
What was that?
Well, there's nothing more important than turning 70. And you said, more importantly, I attended a conference. Come on. Let's celebrate. I think that's absolutely fantastic. And you're constantly getting comments about how young you look.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you definitely don't look 70 at all.
Well, I do. And, you know, I always say, you know, I'm 70 and I work 70 hours a week and I love what I do. You know that. Everybody knows that. I have that passion about what I do. So.
Yeah, you do.
So.
Yeah. So I think it's very important. More important than the conference that you turned 70.
Well, that was a pretty good conference.
So we've had one disagreement now in our whole career here. So, but this conference was fascinating, and Dara is absolutely right about that. I mean, we heard so many, very profound things. These statistics are staggering. They really are.
They are. Definitely.
And one of the things that they told us is that by the year 2030, that's not very long from now, that's just 20 years, we're going to be seeing more people in walkers than there are babies in strollers. Wow.
Yeah, just picture that one. Yeah. So again, I ask the question, why do we have so much chronic illness? You know, why are all the medications that have been developed not stopping or even effectively treating chronic illness?
Well, simply, chronic illness is not a medication problem, but it is a lifestyle and a nutrition problem. And we're hearing that over and over and over again. All the new health guidelines spell out that the first line, I want everybody to hear that.
Yes.
That the first line of treatment should be lifestyle and nutrition, not running and getting a pill.
So we believe, and research really supports nutrition therapy and education. It is really the only solution to chronic illness. You know, today we're going to be discussing a nutritional approach to managing or eliminating anxiety, which again is another chronic illness.
And I would believe that most people believe that anxiety is related to some psychological issue or event or cause.
Oh, I'm sure that's true. But we actually say, no, it is really a nutritional problem. You know, and I think that has to be a new thought for a lot of people. You know, people that are listening today that are really experiencing some type of anxiety issues, you know, just think, have them thinking that it's going to be something that they're eating. If they're eating the correct foods, that can help you manage your anxiety. And eating the wrong foods are going to shoot that anxiety level right up.
Yeah, all we have to do is look at the kids at Halloween.
Yes,
to see what sugar does to our anxiety and to the parents. So let me introduce you to our guest today. She's one of my favorite people, and she actually can speak firsthand as to how powerful food is to manage anxiety. Welcome, Kara Carper.
Well, thank you, Wendy.
Kara is a nutritional educator and counselor and recently completed her master's degree in holistic health from St. Kate's. Kara sees clients in her offices in Wayzata and St. Paul, and you teach many classes too, don't you?
I do. Yep. I'm teaching a weight and wellness class right now. Well, thanks for having me, and I'm excited to talk about this topic. We're going to talk about how food has helped me with my anxiety. It's been very powerful in helping me to manage this. And, you know, before I came to nutritional weight and wellness and I attended a class called Balanced Foods for Balanced Moods, I had no idea that there was such a close relationship between nutrition and anxiety. And here, you know, I thought I was pretty healthy in other areas, but really I was missing some critical information, especially on balancing blood sugar.
You know, I think, Kara, one of the things that we really do in those classes, that food mood classes, and even in our nutrition for sobriety classes, we teach people to eat frequently through the day to keep their blood sugar balance. And was that one of the concepts that you really brought away from that class?
Yep, that was the main concept, because eating 3 times a day is not enough for me. I have to eat at least 5 times a day to keep my blood sugar balanced.
And often we don't find people do that, do we, Wendy?
No. No, we're lucky if they even eat 3 times a day a lot of times. So often people, especially women, skip meals, which leads to low blood sugar levels. Low blood sugar levels clearly lead to anxiety. Then to overcome the low blood sugar, they'll grab a Coke more sugar or coffee and too much caffeine, which leads to even more anxiety.
You know, those old Cokes and those mochas in the afternoon.
espressos.
Cappuccinos. So if you are a person that rushes out of the house in the morning and you're skipping breakfast, really what you're doing is setting yourself up to have anxiety or maybe even a panic attack a few hours later.
So just stop and think. How many times did you skip lunch or breakfast this week?
Not once.
Okay, great. I wasn't asking you. She's 70 and wise. I hope you all get that. So how many times did you skip lunch this week? And then about 3:30 in the afternoon, you had feelings of anxiety.
Mm-hmm. I think that happens to a lot of people.
I think so, too.
Oh. Well, it doesn't happen to us because we're always eating.
Yeah, we're always eating, which is a great plus for where we work.
You know, anxiety can become progressively worse for people, and it can lead to things like irritability, difficulty concentrating, fatigue, aches and pains, and like I mentioned earlier, even full-blown panic attacks.
Yes. So I think one of the first concepts that we try to teach people is to get their blood sugar balanced. And so to eat several times a day, at least 5 times a day. And then we say, well, okay, what else can cause anxiety? Well, certainly lack of protein. If you're not eating enough protein, that can lead to being, you know, more anxious. You know, and I find a lot of people, and a lot of our clients, and I bet you've noticed this too, Wendy.
They don't
eat any protein all day, and maybe they'll eat a little bit at dinner time.
Yep, exactly.
Or they should flip that flop around, and they should be eating protein through the day, and maybe they could skip a little bit at night if they wanted to.
Are we going to have to accuse you of flip-flopping now? We need to, like Dar said, we need to flip that around, absolutely. So if you experience anxiety, start your day with some protein. A couple of organic eggs, some veggies, salmon, a little bit of fruit, or a chicken sausage with a half a sweet potato, topped with butter, because that fat in there is really important too. But that protein is just really, really going to help us.
So it's meaning that people just have to stop a minute and make breakfast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And they really do. That's the only solution. It's one of the number one cures for anxiety for the rest of the day.
Is to start your day with a good balanced breakfast.
Yes.
So when we keep talking about the importance of proteins, let's try to understand what role that plays in the prevention of anxiety. How it happens is the protein that you're eating, whether it's meat, chicken, eggs, fish, it breaks down in your small intestines and it breaks down into amino acids. So those amino acids make neurotransmitters. So maybe some of you have heard of a neurotransmitter, serotonin.
And you know, serotonin, what serotonin does is it's a little chemical that jumps between from one cell to the next, and it kind of lets your cells talk to one another.
Yeah, it's just like girlfriends talking and sharing. Makes them happy. Can't you just see them giggling between cell to cell?
That's right.
So low serotonin levels have been implicated in anxiety, worry, panic, PMS, depression, impulsive disorders, and even addictions.
Exactly. Definitely to addictions.
So again, just pointing out, you know, this food-mood connection, serotonin is made from protein. Medications like Prozac, Zoloft, some of the other SSRIs and other medications, they don't actually make serotonin. It's the protein that we're eating that really acts as a building block for serotonin and then other neurotransmitters too.
I think that's a whole new thought for most people.
I do too.
Especially people that are out there taking antidepressants or some type of anti-anxiety medication. They have no idea that to build those neurotransmitters, that serotonin and dopamine, you need to eat protein. Protein makes these neurotransmitters. And it's just, I know we say this in class all the time and with individual clients, and it just kind of spins their head around, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. You know, I think a couple of books that people might want to look at, because we don't make this stuff up. I mean, this is really based on research, but here's a couple of books that people might want to pick up. Potatoes Not Prozac. I mean, that's pretty
a great book.
Yeah. The Schwarzbein Principle by Dr. Schwarzbein, and lots of people have read that. And another great one is The Mood Cure.
Yeah, I really like that one.
Yep.
By Julia
Ross.
That's
a wonderful book.
It is. It's a great book. It's a great book.
So, ladies, I think what we need to do is take a little break here. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. You know, a study conducted by the Department of Nutrition, the School of Public Health, University of Carolina at Chapel Hill, found, now this is just amazing, 1/3 of a gram of MSG each day doubles one's risk of becoming obese.
Wow.
Now, where do you find MSG? It's found virtually in all restaurants, in all convenience foods. So that's just another reason to cook at home and cook real foods. Questions today, 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
How is your energy? Are you too tired to do more than just get by? Visualize how your life would look if you had abundant energy. What would change? More family time, more personal time, greater productivity. Perhaps you would exercise regularly, meet friends for dinner, or take that class that interests you. If a lack of energy is keeping you from enjoying the life you want to lead, think about your food choices. A diet high in processed food does not supply the nutrients important for good energy. Your body knows the difference. It needs real food and a balanced diet to run well. Nutritional Weight and Wellness understands the biochemistry of metabolism and energy. Their nutritionists look at your health, energy challenges, and lifestyle to create a personalized eating plan that will help you look and feel your best. If you want to re-energize your life, start by learning to eat in a way that creates vitality from the inside out. Visit NutritionalWeightAndWellness.com or call 651-699-3438 for information about individual consultations. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside, and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. It's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutritional counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and Kara Carper, nutritional counselor and educator. And we are discussing how nutrition can help you overcome anxiety. And if you'd like to join our conversation today, we'd love to talk to you and answer your questions. Give us a call at 651-641-1071. And before we went on break, in case you didn't have a pencil, I know Dar gave out three different books. Can you give those out again, Dar?
Sure. It's Mood Cure, and it's The Schwarzbein Principle, and it's, what was that other
Potatoes?
One?
Potatoes.
Not Prozac.
Yeah, there we go.
Interesting. And they're easy to find. We have them.
They've all been out for a while.
They've all been out, but they're really good. They're easy to read. They're really easy to understand. And they talk a lot about the neurotransmitters, but they also talk a lot about what happens when people's blood sugar drops. And because that's what we always talk about first. The first line of defense is getting people to eat frequently enough to keep their blood sugar balanced. And so, Cara, maybe just do a little personal stuff. What happens? Because, you know, I know you eat frequently.
Everybody at the office sees me eating nonstop.
So what happens if you don't do that?
Well, if I don't, and sometimes, you know, you forget to eat or you don't realize it's been
three or four hours, and you're too busy.
And I guess I'll notice because all of a sudden, I mean, I'll become weak. I get cranky. Things are kind of, I'm more sensitive. Things are bothering me more than they should be. And if I eat, all of that goes away immediately. I mean, it's really amazing.
So I, you know, I'm also have a very sensitive blood sugar problem. And one of the things that I know for myself is that I kind of get some internal, what I call internal anxiety. And it's kind of a restlessness. And the other thing that I can actually feel is as my blood sugar drops, my blood pressure goes up. And, you know, at my age, that's one of the things that I have to keep working on is to keep my blood sugar balanced.
Yes, because you are 70 now.
But that's, in, you know, and what it does is when your blood sugar drops, our adrenal glands will kick out extra adrenaline to bring that up. And, of course, that's anxiety producing. Mm-hmm. And it also makes your blood pressure go up. So there's a lot of interesting things that happen with blood sugar, and I think
I have a lot of clients that you know, they just get angry, they fly off the handle when they're you know, just irritable, and you know, the rest of the family can't stand them.
Yeah, and I think one of the, you know, you just have to watch kids. You know, kids, I believe, really need to be eating about every hour and a half to 2 hours,
something.
And then they're just really calm and happy and easy to work with. But if kids' blood sugar drops down, they're not very happy. And they don't even understand why they're not happy.
No, that's true.
It's a form of anxiety that they're actually having.
Yeah.
So what else? There's some other things. You know, we're talking about before break, we were talking about serotonin, you know, eating enough protein to make our serotonin so that we are relaxed. And there's some other things that we really look at too, isn't there, Cara?
There are a lot of other things. And there's a mineral that 62% of the population is deficient in. That mineral is magnesium. And, you know, what I find is my anxiety is much more manageable if I take magnesium every day. And I take 400 to 600 milligrams. What I do is I usually take it before bed because I have some problems getting to sleep. And it helps me relax. Magnesium relaxes all the muscles in your body.
Well, one of the things that I do, Cara, and I also take magnesium, but again, I'm looking at it much more from a point of helping me keep my blood pressure in control. And so I take about 400 magnesium at night before I go to bed, and then about 300 in the morning when I get up. So I take about 700 milligrams of magnesium. It's healthy. It's, you know, and I think the best, easiest to assimilate into your body is a form that's called magnesium glycinate. And that works well, and it doesn't give you diarrhea, which is kind of nice and important for
that's
most people.
Very, yes, that's very important. And so it's very important that people just don't run out to Target or Walgreens and get magnesium, because it's usually magnesium oxide, and you're not going to have the benefits from magnesium oxide because it's not absorbable. So magnesium glycinate is just a beautiful supplement to decrease your anxiety and level your moods. And, you know, people that have a lot of anxiety and low blood sugar, too, I mean, taking it at night is great, but sometimes even taking, like, one with each meal.
Certainly.
Because one of the huge things that it does, other than relax your muscles, is it helps balance your blood sugar.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say that I had a client who was taking magnesium, but he was still waking up in the middle of the night, and I suggested that he just take one. And he was getting back to sleep.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Woke up and then just take one and go right back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
A lot healthier than these over-the-counter sleeping aids, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
So there's some other things that we really want to talk about. Some other, you know, other amino acids and other neurotransmitters. So, Carl, you've used some other things, I know.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a couple of things. There's an amino acid called L-glutamine, and that actually supports the production of GABA, which is very calming.
It's like called Valium in a bottle, isn't it?
They do call it that. Yeah, it has that effect on people. And, you know, I actually take GABA by itself as well. GABA comes as a supplement. So glutamine makes GABA, but you can also take GABA.
So we, you know, it's kind of interesting that when people supplement with this L-glutamine, which actually heals the intestinal tract, the one of the things that people report to me is that they feel calm inside. And so what does that mean? The calmness inside means that actually they are reducing their anxiety level and they are actually digesting their foods better so that they're getting more benefit from the foods that they're eating.
Exactly, exactly. Well, should we take a call?
Well, I think we can.
I think that's a good idea.
So, hi, Sophie. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question today?
I do. Thank you for taking my call. I also try to control my blood pressure, and I take magnesium at night.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just curious, Dar, you said you take it in the morning, too. Wouldn't it make you tired then during the day if it helps you sleep at night?
No, it doesn't seem to, because usually what happens is people's blood pressure tends to be the highest between about, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock. And so when I get up, I take magnesium, and then that kind of balances me out for the day.
Okay.
And so I know, you know, everybody kind of has to, you have to come up with your own system and how your own body operates to use magnesium the most beneficial for you.
So you take 400 milligrams at night?
Yep.
And how much in the morning?
300.
Okay, I'm going to play around with that and see how it goes.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yep, bye-bye.
So, let's see.
So we were talking about, do we have more time before
break?
Yep,
I think we do.
Okay. So we were talking about making neurotransmitters and the fact that L-glutamine, which is actually an amino acid, helps heal our intestinal tract, and people feel calm and much less anxious. They feel calm inside. And we want to remind people, again, this is very important, that our neurotransmitters don't come from antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications. They come from food. They come from protein. For anxious clients, we recommend in our therapeutic nutritional counseling that they eat protein 5 times a day.
And so, you know, an idea for that would be, again...
Oh, let's give them some ideas. That's
great.
You know,
to eat maybe a couple of eggs for breakfast.
Yep.
And then a little snack in the mid-morning, maybe, you know, a couple of ounces of meat, like a leftover chicken breast or something like that. And then for lunch, maybe like, you know, a piece of salmon. I love to have salmon for lunch. It seems to really satisfy me and it stabilizes me. And then in the afternoon, you know, if you eat cottage cheese, that would be a great snack.
Mm-hmm.
And then some protein at night, maybe, you know, a steak or some lamb chops or something like that. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about having protein through the day, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. And we're not talking about sitting down at a meal and eating, 12 or 16 ounces of steak. We're talking about, you know, eating smaller.
3 to 4 ounces at a meal.
Yep.
Or maybe one or two at a snack.
And one or two at a snack. Exactly.
So we're needing to take a break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, an organization bringing you leading-edge nutrition information. Now, here's an interesting article published in the Journal of American Geriatrics Society. I'll say that. And this was just came out. This came out May of 2008. They found that older women deficient in vitamin D appeared to be at a higher risk for back pain. So if you're not out in the sun at least 15 to 20 minutes, you know, in that time between 11 and 1, right midday, you know, ask your doctor for a vitamin D test to determine if you're at risk. So if you have questions today, call us at 651-641-1071.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Anxiety disorder strikes between 3 and 6 million Americans, and it's actually twice as common in women as in men. So if we're going to look at a nutrition cause for the higher rate among women, you know, we might first look at the diet mentality that a lot of women have. You know, you don't see a lot of as many men skipping meals or eating only low-fat or no-fat foods, trying to cut calories. And basically, they're setting themselves up to have low blood sugar and potential anxiety attacks.
And we see that so often.
Oh, we do. Yeah, yes. All the time. Well, before we went on break, we were talking about vitamin D levels and the fact that if it's low, it can cause back pain, but it also can cause a lot of other things. We recommended that you go to your doctor for a blood test. But the thing we want you to know is that it will say normal. The lab results will say normal between 20 and 80. And that 20 is just not sufficient. You know, Paul Stitt says we need to have that level at 50 or above. So I just want you to know that when you get your lab results.
And I think that's what all the researchers are saying, too, is it's 50 and above. So
we have
a lot of calls.
Lots of calls. So
Tanya, you have a question for us today. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Hi there.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Tanya? Hi
yeah.
there. You have a question for us today?
Yeah. My question is, I am a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
I do eat eggs and okay. I do eat dairy, so I'm not vegan.
Okay, that's okay.
So, and what type of things could I supplement, animal protein with?
Well, I think, are you experiencing some anxiety yourself? I mean, do you kind of have a little bit more anxiety?
Really, actually,
okay.
I would almost say that since I've stopped eating so much meat, please eat a lot of it, my overall mood has been better.
Okay. Well, I think that if you're looking at making sure that you get enough serotonin, you know, because you need animal protein for that. So, and you eat cheese, and that's great, and you eat whey protein powder. That's another great way. Put that in yogurt. That's another great way to get it. Eggs. So it's like you just take a little bit of that and spread it through the day,
okay.
You know, and that way you're getting a couple of ounces several times a day with that animal protein. And that's how I usually do it when I'm working with clients.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you eat things like tofu or tempeh or some of that,
yeah.
then I always
that
match
helps.
It in with some kind of like cottage cheese or an egg so that you're getting the total protein out of those foods then.
Oh,
and,
okay.
and that should work fine for you.
And I think our protein shake is on the website, isn't it, Dar?
Yes, it
that
is.
That would be a great thing for you, Tanya, to mix up as a protein shake with yogurt to get the healthy bacteria and the whey protein, which creates those neurotransmitters for us. So,
fantastic.
Okay,
great. Well, thank you for your call.
Yeah, and thank you for thank listening you. Today.
And we have
yeah.
lots of other callers, don't we, Dar? Yeah. So maybe I should give the website out, too, since we just told...
Welcome, Dee, to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have a question about magnesium to control high blood pressure. Do you mm-hmm. take that in addition to your normal medication, or is that in place of your normal medication?
I think people can do it either way, because I think the less medication that you have to take, the better. So a lot of times people really, if they take magnesium and they eat more and balanced, a lot of people are able to not need medication any longer. But if that's not the true, then maybe less medication is going to be the way to do it. So in any way, balancing out your blood sugar and also taking magnesium helps to maintain a normal blood pressure for people.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So, Wendy, you were saying something. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to give our website out. It's Weight and Wellness, and A-N-D is spelled out, weightandwellness.com.
And that's where the protein shake.
That's where the protein shake recipe is.
Okay. So, Andrea, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today? Andrea?
Oh, hi.
Hi there.
Yeah, my question is, my son has a metabolic disease.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
And it's called Lesch-Nyhan syndrome. He's a year and a half, and basically he can't metabolize anything with purines in it.
Okay.
It's similar to gout.
Okay.
And so my question is what can I feed him so he can get the protein that he needs to basically get more dopamine to help him with his muscle coordination?
Right. you know,
without giving him too many purines.
You know what? I think, Andrea, that would make, I think, an individual consultation.
Okay.
Come in, make a two-hour appointment, because those are really, you know, you have to look at every detail when we make up an eating plan for somebody like him. And but it's really important. I mean, you realize how important it is for him. But, you know, and then we need to really balance everything very carefully. And we could do that.
Okay.
And that's, you know, if you're interested, our office number is 651-699-3438. And we would sit down with you for 2 hours and really look at this in detail.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. So do we have time for another caller, or
no,
is it time for a break?
Not.
Oh, that goes fast.
Yes, it did. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company bringing you life-changing nutrition education. You know, if you're looking for a class to give you some ideas about how to feed your children, June 19th at our St. Paul office, we will be teaching a two-hour Foods to Build Happy, Focused Kids. And I know many people have asked us to teach this class, and so we're doing it. So our office number is 651-699-3438. And, you know, it's really, the class is only $25. And if you're a nurse or if you need continuing education credits, it qualifies. So we'll be back in a minute.
Hello?
Kim, it's Sarah. I was thinking of you today, and I thought I'd try giving you a call. Are you sick? You sound different.
No, I've been meaning to call you. Remember I told you about the panic attack I had? Well, I've had more since then.
What? That's scary. What happens?
I hyperventilate, get shaky, and even cry. They make me want to hide from everything and everyone. Now I'm having trouble sleeping. I wake up in the middle of the night with cold sweats, and my heart feels as if it's going to burst out of my chest.
Oh, how can I help?
I don't know what to do.
You know, I listen to this show every Saturday on FM 107.1 called Dishing Up Nutrition. The host, her name is Dar, is a licensed nutritionist at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. I've heard her talk about helping people overcome anxiety by changing their diets. Why don't you call and talk to them about these panic attacks? It's worth a try, isn't it?
Anxiety doesn't have to rule your life. For your anti-anxiety plan, learn more at weightandwellness.com or call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cara Carper, nutrition educator and counselor, and I'm here today with Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutrition counselor, and also Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And I want to give a personal testimonial to the effectiveness of nutrition in controlling my anxiety. So I eat several times a day, and I make sure to balance my meals and snacks with, you know, not only carbohydrates, but protein and fat as well. And that's what helps balance my blood sugar. I also take magnesium glycinate, and I've recently started taking GABA. I eat sufficient animal protein. So if you're also having anxiety problems, I would really like to help you achieve your, I would like to help you with that issue by balancing nutrition. So you can call our office at 651-699-3438.
And ask for Cara.
And ask for Cara. That would be great. So we're going to take a couple more callers here. Hi, Deborah. You have a question for us. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Oh, thank you. I love your show.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to recommend my sister go to your website, too, because she is suffering from anxiety. She's also on a lot of meds that don't seem to be helping.
And that often is the case, to be honest with you.
My question was about vitamins. I would love to be able to take a daily vitamin, but the big horse pills that I end up with have so much iron in them that I get so constipated, and that's uncomfortable. And so it's very difficult to get me to take them on a regular basis.
Well, you know, we at our office, we have it's a vitamin that's called Twice Daily, and it's a multivitamin, and I like it because it comes in a capsule.
And it's lots of vitamin Bs.
Yeah, so it's mainly vitamin Bs. And it really, people take it and they like it and they feel good from it. And it's easy to take.
And you only have to take two.
And you can take them together, or, and because it's in a capsule, it breaks down and it and people really like it. Now we
and there's
have,
no iron in it.
And there's and we have several other multivitamins like that, and we tend not to have iron in our multivitamins because, you know, both as women get older, they shouldn't be taking a multivitamin with iron, and also men should not be taking a multivitamin with iron. And so we've just said, well, let's just eliminate that. And if somebody needs extra iron, well, then they can they actually can take it, or they off that's an often a prescription from a doctor. So that's kind of how we do it.
Okay, and then you guys have answered the absorption time with the capsule, right?
Right, exactly.
Correct.
Yep.
Yep.
Interesting. Well, so I have to go to St. Paul to your office to purchase them, or I could do that online.
You can actually call our office. And they'll just mail them out to you.
Huh. Interesting.
Yep, it's twice daily.
Is it comparable in price to something that I might be able to?
For the quality, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. I'd love to check out your site myself, too.
Oh,
so
please
that will
do that.
A great opportunity.
Yeah, maybe we'll see you and your sister in our Balanced Foods for Balanced Moods class.
Yeah, no, all that information is on the site, right?
Yes, it,
yes, it is.
Good. Yes, I wrote that down. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thanks for your call, Deb. We really appreciate it.
Bye now.
Ladies, let's just take one more call.
Okay, just one? All right.
Michelle, hi. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Michelle?
Oh, yes.
Hi there.
Hi.
You had a question for us today.
Oh, yes, I do. I was just calling about the magnesium that Kara recommended. And you said not to get it, like, over the counter at a Walgreens. I'm just wondering, can you purchase that at your store?
Yes, we can. It's magnesium glycinate. Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, in foods, the place you get magnesium usually is in meat and nuts.
Seeds. Yep.
And that's where you get magnesium. And you can understand why, especially women tend to be low on magnesium because they often have cut those things out because they thought that those were high fat items. Mm-hmm. And so that's why people have gotten deficient in it often.
I have a really hard time sleeping and take over the counter. And so I'm hoping I get
some and give it a try because it works for most of our clients, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the call.
Bye.
So I think we should kind of go back to, oops, I guess I'm getting the signal.
We'll go back to take a break.
Yeah, we'll take a break. So, I want to thank everyone for listening to us, listening to Dishing Up Nutrition today. And you know, everyone at Nutritional Weight and Wellness is really passionate about the results the correct nutrition can achieve. And, you know, if you have a call or a question and you want to just give us a call, you know, do that because we really answer our callers. And so we're, you know, if you have a question, just give us a call. Our number is 651-699-3438. And, you know, we can answer your questions.
My shoes, my toes are busted. My kitchen says my bread is molded. I got a good job at the dollar store. 1 foot in the hole, 1 foot.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. As a registered nurse, I realize that many people like to take a pill when they become anxious. But just like Deb pointed out when she called earlier and talked about her sister, that her sister is anxious, she's on many medications, and it doesn't seem to be helping. And we want people to know that it's not as simple as, you know, anxiety isn't as simple as taking a pill, and then your anxiety goes away, or taking a pill and your cholesterol levels go down. We want people to know that all medications, including aspirin, have side effects.
Certainly.
And some of these anti-anxiety medications can actually lead to insomnia. They can create the very condition that they're supposed to be treating.
And they actually can lead to addiction, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
And something that we see clinically in our office is, you know, when people stop drinking cans and cans of Diet Pop and they start eating breakfast with some protein, maybe eggs, vegetables, and a little butter, their anxiety levels go away and calmness takes over.
Ooh, you know, calmness is good.
Yes, it is. So, you know, we started a discussion today about the rates of chronic illness in the United States. 51% of all adults have a chronic illness. 19 million Americans, about 1 in 8, suffer from anxiety disorders. Think of that number. 1/8 of the working population you know, between the ages of 18 and 54. Well, I don't know. I'm still working at 70.
I was going to say, what happened to you? You're still working.
Suffer from anxiety disorders. The typical course of treatment is the anti-anxiety medications. Although the actual physical cause is not well known. So it's kind of interesting. They medicate, but we don't know why.
Yeah, and I can't tell you as a nurse. You know, I would go to the PDR, and that was supposed to tell us what the medication was and what it does. And it would say etiology unknown.
Yes.
They don't know how it works. That's kind of scary, isn't it? So in any given year, about one-third of Americans have at least one panic attack.
Wendy, that's kind of shocking data. So basically, that means anxiety and panic attacks are the most common emotional disorders. But very few people with anxiety or who are having panic attacks actually seek help.
You know, it's very interesting that the rate of anxiety and panic attacks is actually increasing. It's kind of like the rate of ADD, ADHD, and asthma in children is increasing.
So we always have to ask, could it be related to our poor eating habits? More and more government agencies and research universities are recommending the first level of treatment should be nutrition education and lifestyle changes,
you know,
not popping a pill.
Exactly. Nutrition education is recommended first for a health problem, first for cancer, first for heart disease, first for osteoporosis, first for asthma, and certainly first for anxiety, and even first for cholesterol issues. So people with anxiety disorders need to learn the biochemistry of anxiety. So that's a reason that we invite you to take a two-hour class called Balanced Foods for Balanced Moods. You know, now I understand that a two-hour class may not get you all the answers, but with a two-hour class and a two-hour individual therapeutic nutrition consultation, I believe you'll have amazing results.
And we've seen that over and over and over again, haven't we?
We have.
We have. And the information that we're talking about, it's very important for people of all ages, but it's critical for students who are struggling with anxiety. So if you are a student or have a student coming home to live with you for the summer, I think this would be great for them to get this information. I know how stressful and anxiety-provoking being in school can be.
Yeah, exactly. So this summer, we are teaching Balanced Foods for Balanced Moods in many locations. Please go to our website, weightandwellness.com. And I just want to point out two locations that are happening in June. One is in White Bear on Wednesday evening, June 18th, and in Burnsville on Thursday evening, June 26th. This class is just under $30. Great information that you can use immediately to change your life.
You know, at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, helping people feel better through education and counseling is our passion. You know, we have sound, therapeutic, nutritional information that makes a difference. And so one of the things that we kind of want to end the show with is some steps to help you reduce anxiety.
Eliminate soda, eliminate coffee and alcohol, sleep 8 to 9 hours every night, think ahead, plan your day, take 400 to 600 milligrams of magnesium.
Balance your blood sugar, eat 4 to 6 times a day.
So, you know, food can be the problem or food can be your solution. Thank you for listening today.